Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Welcome to Football is Family, a podcast dedicated to the fan and fan experience. My name is Jeremy McFarland, and I want to look at the positives behind what makes football so enjoyable to watch and follow. I want to know why you are a fan of your team, of a player, or an era of football. Whether the pros, college, or high school, I want to hear and share your stories and your love for the game. If you want to be part of this podcast, please message me on Twitter at Jeremy_McFarland or on Facebook at the Football is Family Facebook page.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Football is Family podcast. I got a little something different today when it comes to this particular podcast. And it's because of what came out about 4 days ago. This is a football podcast, but we'll talk about any type of sports. But that family part I added because I wanted it to be very special to people, because being a football fan, you become family with that football team. You watch the team, you follow the draft, you go through all these things, you become one, you go to the training camps, you meet the people, you may even name your kids after those people. And up in my office where I work, I have Titans stuff all over the place, from Steve McNair, Eddie George, and over to my right, which you're not seeing because this is a podcast, I have the November 2021 calendar, Titans calendar. A.J. Brown is on the cover. A.J. Brown came into the league as, you know, when I found out we were drafting A.J. Brown, I'm like, no, we have Corey Davis. We're good. And I still like Corey Davis. I hate that he left, but I was wrong, and I'm okay with being wrong with somebody as good as A.J. Brown. He came in and just blew up the year, the scene. That young man is going to get paid pretty well in the next couple of years. He is amazing. A year ago, he had finished the year with 70 receptions, with 1,075 yards, and 11 touchdowns, which made him the 11th NFL player ever to start his career with two 1,000-yard seasons and the ninth since 1970 with at least 2,000 receiving yards, 19 receiving touchdowns in the first two seasons combined. It's amazing to look at what he was able to do. It's amazing. This young man has the world at his fingertips. But when you look at him, the one thing that I tell people, I'm a preacher by trade. I hear a lot of stories, and usually when you hear bad things, it's coming from people who you look at and say, hey, that person shouldn't feel this way. You know, on the outside, everything looks great. They have not a care in the world. They have all the money in the world, or they have all this, whatever. But you cannot judge a person on the appearance that they put out. I tell people it's like a duck on top of the water. That duck looks calm, but underneath their little feet are paddling. You're not seeing that. When you look at people, you're not going to see everything. In fact, it's probably better for you to pump the brakes on judging people or reacting to people or looking at people and saying such and such. A.J. Brown is the perfect example. In the midst of his 2020 season, A.J. Brown had some physical pain. He was hurt, but he said that he got to the point where he contemplated suicide. In fact, last Friday, he went on his Instagram account and revealed that he deals with depression, which I understand completely. Each depression is different, but depression is absolutely horrible. It's where you can look at the sun and you can see nothing but clouds around it. If you never experienced depression or anxiety or anything that comes along with it, it's hard to describe it. That's why I said you have to have a lot of patience around people. A person could look, smiles, and happy, but on the inside, they're a scared little boy or girl who really don't know which way is up or which way is down. And the one thing about AJ Brown coming out doing this is it kind of takes the haze away from depression. Because here's the thing: depression has been looked at as psychology has been looked at as pseudoscience for years. And it's hard for people to really put into reality that not just the physical body needs to be taken care of, but the mental body needs to be taken care of. And it said it got to the point, he said that he was nervous on saying this, but a year ago today, the day that he put this out, he thought about taking his own life. A young man who, good-looking young man who has the world at his fingertips, he thought about taking his life. I want you to listen to a couple of these facts here. Suicide affects all ages. It is the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 34, the fourth leading cause among people ages 35 to 44, and the fifth leading cause for people ages 45 through 54. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. The older you may get, suicide becomes more dangerous as well. It becomes more of a factor as well for some people. In fact, I know of a person who, good man, but he was in his 70s and he killed himself. And it hits hard when you discover that somebody you know and you love or you know and you're friends with has either thought about it or when you find out has committed it later on. I was a sophomore in high school. Came back from summer break. The high school I lived in was 30 miles, but I went been a world away. We were in two different parts of the county, Hickman County. And come to find out that a young man that I knew that I was in classes with who played basketball, just a popular young man. He smiled a lot. People liked him. He was a good kid. Shot himself. And didn't leave a reason. You think that this man has, or this young man had the world at his fingertips, yet ended his life. He said, suicide was responsible for more than 47,500 deaths in 2019, which is about one death every 11 minutes. In 2019, 12 million American adults seriously thought about suicide. 3.5 million planned a suicide, and 1.4 million attempted suicide. That's an incredible high amount. Suicide is, here's the thing. We want to keep people from hurting themselves. There is something to live for. AJ Brown found that out. But the very fact that he had enough strength to say this, it was not a weakness for him to come out and say this. It was a strength for him to come out and say that he struggled with this and contemplated this. Not only because he said it, but somebody in AJ Brown's position could help somebody who feels like they're on the outskirts of society to say that I'm not alone in this. I am not alone in this. You are not alone in this. You're not alone. Even people who are young and millionaires are suffering from it. You're not alone. If you or someone you know is in crisis, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Call 1-800-273-TALK. That's 8255. Suicide affects everybody. People. I was finishing a book by Howard Wasden called SEAL Team 6. He writes about how when he got out of the SEALs, he didn't have part of his life. He didn't feel like he was fulfilling any need. And there was just nothing for him out there. And he thought, all I had to do is take a bullet and it'd be over with. And he said his son stopped him by simply saying, "Dad, you're not alone in this. Thank you, AJ Brown. You are my hero. Not only because I think you're a great player, not only because you play for my Titans, but you're a real man who stands up even when people, you didn't know what people were going to react to. Thank you. You don't know how many people you helped with your statement." Thank you for listening to the Football's Family Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Play Classic Sports Simulation Board Games, spelled with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y. Realistic board game recreations of professional football, hockey, baseball, NASCAR, golf, and more. They cover 9 sports in all, with a 10th, basketball, coming in 2022. You can relive great sessions of the past, create what-if matchups from different eras, and much more. It's fun. So if you're into sports history, you should check them out. That's Play with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y, classic.com. And don't forget to use the code SHN at checkout and get 10% off your first order.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday, and Thursday, and Monday, and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. And just to get the 2021 NFL season started right, Thrive Fantasy is holding its $100,000 guaranteed contest with a $20,000 first prize. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales podcast is all about the lesser-known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.